Welcome to a powerful message from the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bronx North Branch. Lighthouse Chapel International branches worldwide provide every member the training, support, and encouragement to fulfill the Great Commission and to go to heaven and hear Jesus say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Join us for a life-changing experience as you listen to this message.
Our beloved Father, please come down and lead us. We are waiting on your touch.
Father, we are grateful and thankful for the opportunity to come before you, Lord, to hear your word. Holy Spirit, we invite your presence. As you have begun with us, may you continue and finish with us. We ask that you speak to our hearts. You who know what the hearts of men, penetrate our hearts. Let your word come forth and may it accomplish the purpose for which it has been sent. We pray, Lord, that our lives will not be the same. We love you, Jesus. May the words that shall proceed out of my mouth not be the wisdom of men. May it not be the wisdom of this world, but may it be the anointed and crafted word of God that is able to save our soul. Thank you, Spirit of God. Fill me, for you know my weaknesses, you know my inabilities. I ask that you use me to speak to us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. As you come for these wonderful people of Zion. Amen is a very powerful word. I said, amen is a very powerful word. And when your head is in the hand of the Lord, so you realize that you cannot have an explanation. If men cannot explain, you see, you go for an interview and they look at your resume. The way you design your resume, if they look at you, they should have called you. But they look at you, they look at the resume, and they look at you, and they look at the resume, and they look at you. And then he doesn't understand why he's offering you the job. But he looks at you and he says, "You are starting this week." And now you look at it and you realize that this is the dream of the Lord. So even when you look at the people that you went that day, went for the interview, you realize that this. Amen. Hallelujah. And when the Lord does it, that's how it is. You cannot explain. Well, this afternoon, we want to continue sharing from the message that we've been sharing, I believe, from the beginning of, towards the end of the year. Well, it is a great thing to the Lord. Hallelujah. I have been blessed by this powerful message. How great it is within to serve the Lord. And we have been going through some of the reasons why it is a great thing to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. So the first reason why it is a great thing to serve the Lord and why this year must be your year of serving God. But the first reason that we did was that there is a difference between those who serve God and those who do not serve God. Hallelujah. I believe by this time that it's so clear that there is really a difference between those who serve God and those who do not serve God. I have a little tremble. Voice back a little. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Amen.
So you see, there is a difference. If the difference is not clear right now, you will come, you will return, and you will see. You will discern clearly that there is a difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not. There is a difference. There is a difference in the lives of the people who serve God. There is a difference. And if the difference is not clear now, we will see. Amen. The second reason we gave was that serving God with joy will result in the abundance of all things. Hallelujah. When you serve God with joy, it will result in the abundance of all things. Amen. When you serve God with gladness, when you serve God with joy, you will not have a lack. Amen. It means you will not have anything in this insufficiency. You will have all things in abundance. Hallelujah. That is when you realize that God has blessed you. When the life that you are living has become now a blessing to others, it means the blessing is an overflow. Hallelujah. It means that you are being blessed such that you don't have any lack. You have everything in abundance. Amen. I say you will have everything in abundance. Amen. You will not lack. You will not have a lack in where to hang your clothes. You see, that small closet that your clothes are there, your husband, and every day you are fighting. You know, you push your husband's clothes, and then he comes, and then he pushes your clothes, and then that you will have abundance of room to hang your clothes. Amen. Your children will be running from room to room. You cannot find your children in your own house. This thing that you pass here and you meet him. You pass here and you are there. You pass here and you are there. You are going to the toilet and somebody is there. This thing is over. I said there will be abundance of all things. There are certain things they cannot wait in life. There are certain calls when they come, you have to respond. Amen. I said there will be a difference. Amen. As you are serving God, you have all things in abundance. Hallelujah. The third reason we gave is that serving God brings you near to God. When you serve God, it brings you near to Him. Hallelujah. We say when you are a faithful servant, it draws you nearer to the master's heart. Hallelujah. When you serve someone faithfully, you see you become the person's favorite. You become very close to the person. We say that when you are serving a great person, you will have access. You have access to certain parts of his life that other people do not have access. You see, you are not any great person, but because you are serving a great person, sometimes it takes you to great places. Hallelujah. Amen. You will see someone driving a very rich car and he has never bought a tire before. But because he is serving a great person, he sits in a very expensive car. When the weather is hot, he does not feel the heat. When the roads are slippery, he does not have any fear in driving because he sits in a very stable, rich, and expensive vehicle. And the reason is because he serves a great person. Hallelujah. He serves a great person. Amen. Sometimes because you serve a great person, you are forced to move to a great area. Do you see? You are forced to move to a great area because a great person should have access to you. And so you get to live closer to where he lives. Hallelujah. Amen. When we serve God with faithfulness, it draws us closer to him. Hallelujah. It draws us closer to him. The psalmist said in Psalm 73 and verse 28, he says, "As for me, the nearness of God is my good. Hallelujah. He says, if you see good things happening to me, if you see that my life is good, if you see me walking in goodness, it is because I am near God. He says, the nearness of God, my good has come as a result of the nearness of God. My good has come as a result of how near I am to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And as you serve God, I see you getting nearer to God. As you serve God, you are getting nearer to his heart. Hallelujah. When you serve someone in faithfulness, when you serve someone in truth, the person opens his heart to you. You become dear to the person. Hallelujah. When you serve someone and you keep serving someone and you get nearer to the person, you hear the person clearly when he speaks. Hallelujah. Amen. You hear him clearer than someone who is very far. So you realize that God will give you direction and you hear it clearly. You follow certain directions and you follow with confidence because you hear his voice clearly. As you serve God, may you hear the voice of God clearly. Hallelujah. As you serve God, may he give you directions and may you go with boldness because you are near and you hear him. Hallelujah. Say, you are near and you hear him. Amen. When I was a little boy in school, I always chose to sit very close to the teacher. The teachers always used to have a desk on the right-hand side of the class. So I make sure that on the first day of school, I choose a chair and a desk that is very close to the teacher. You see, I don't know why I used to do that, but I always love to be so close to the teacher. You know, and I realized that every class that I was, I became the teacher's favorite. The teacher liked me. You see, because when I am so close to the teacher, I get the opportunity to serve the teacher. I will see the teacher will drop a pen and I will run and I will grab it for the teacher. I will see the teacher as he's flipping through his papers, the papers will fall apart and I will run and I will grab it and I will drop it on it. And then he said, thank you and thank you and thank you. And so you realize that every time, even your name becomes familiar to the teacher. I become one of the first names that the teacher will remember. Hallelujah. If the teacher needs something, I want to raise my hand and do it quickly. Even though I wasn't the blackboard cleaner, you know, you are selected to even be a blackboard cleaner. I wasn't, but I'm fighting with a blackboard cleaner to clean for the teacher so that I will become the teacher's favorite. Hallelujah. When the teacher goes out and people are talking, I look around and I'll see who is talking and I'll write your name down for the teacher when he comes. Hey, I want to have the favor of the one who rules and the favor of the one who decides. I don't care if you don't like the idea that I gave your name, but the one who will mark my test and the one who will give me a grade, I have his heart. Hallelujah. And as I sat closer, when the teacher is teaching, I realized that I pay attention and I understand clearly and I hear clearer than the one who is sitting afar. Amen. Is someone understanding what I'm sharing with you? Let me show you something in Numbers. Numbers chapter 16, verse 5. Numbers chapter 16 and verse 5. Numbers 16, verse 5. He says, then he said to Korah and his followers, tomorrow morning, the Lord will show us who belongs to him and who is holy. The Lord will allow only those he selects to enter his own presence. Can you give me the new the King James Version, please? He says, and he spake unto Korah and unto all his company, saying, even tomorrow the Lord will show who are his and who. Can we turn some of the microphones off here? Because I get a lot of echoes. Hallelujah. He says, and he spake unto Korah and said unto all his company, saying, even tomorrow the Lord will show who are his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near unto him. The Lord will show who is his. The one who belongs to the Lord, he will cause him to come near unto him. Even him whom he hath chosen will he cause to come near unto him. Hallelujah. He says, even him who he hath chosen will he cause to come near unto him. Hallelujah. He will choose some people. He says, blessed is the man whom the Lord chooses and cause to approach. He will cause you to come near unto him. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 65 and verse 4. He will cause you to come near as he chooses you. Hallelujah. It is a blessing to get near to God. And as you serve him, you get closer and closer to him. You get nearer to him. He says, blessed is the man whom the Lord chooses and causes to approach unto him, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. Hallelujah. I say, we shall be satisfied of the goodness of his house. Hallelujah. We shall be satisfied of the goodness. There is goodness in the house of God as you dwell in his house. I said, there is goodness. Hallelujah. I said, there is goodness as you are coming here and sitting here Saturday, Sunday, Tuesdays, Fridays. You are dwelling in the house of the Lord, in the courts of his house, and in the holy temple. You will be filled and be satisfied with his goodness. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Look at your life. You see, you are not afraid of HIV and all these things because you are satisfied with the goodness of God's house. Amen. Amen. You are not afraid to suffer from liver disease as a result of alcohol because you dwell in the temple, the holy temple of the living God. He said, you'll be satisfied. Look, even if there is no heaven, your life is a lot better. I say your life is a lot better than anyone who does not serve God. Hallelujah. Your marriage cannot be compared to a marriage of unbelievers. Hallelujah. Your marriage can never be compared to the marriage of an unbeliever. That is why you have to marry in the house of God. Amen. You marry some unbeliever every evening as you are going to bed, you look and he's not on your side. You wake up at 2 a.m., then you see he's there. Amen. You are always agitated, always searching for all sorts of things in pockets. Amen. As people are washing their husband's clothes and they are hoping that they left some money there, you are hoping that you will jump onto some telephone numbers and you will jump onto some things that are not appropriate. And then you say, hey, I caught you. Hallelujah. You will never be at peace. Amen. There's a scripture that I saw in Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse 12. Don't lose that scripture in Numbers chapter 16 though. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 12. It says, although a wicked person who commits 100 crimes may live a long time, I know that it will go better with those who fear God and who are reverent before him. Hallelujah. He says, I know that life will go better. Life will be much better. Even though the unbeliever may appear to live long, the unbeliever may appear to have something, the unbeliever may appear to have the ability to do certain things, the scripture says, I know that it will go better. Better than the unbeliever's life. Better than what he's doing. It will go better than a person who fears God and who reverence before him. Hallelujah. He says, God will cause the one who he chooses to approach. He will cause the one who he chooses to come near. And I say, as you get nearer to God, you'll hear him clearly. Numbers chapter 12 and verse 6. He says, and the Lord said to them, now listen to what I say. If there were prophets among you, I, the Lord, will reveal myself in visions. I want you to pay attention to this scripture very well. He says, if there were prophets among you, I, the Lord, would reveal myself in visions. Hallelujah. So now we understand that God reveals himself in visions to prophets. Do you understand? He reveals himself in visions to prophets. He says, I will speak to them in dreams. God will speak to prophets in dreams. He says, the Lord said to them, now listen to what I say. Listen to what I say. When the Lord is saying, listen to what I say, it means that he wants you to comprehend. He really wants you to pay attention. It means that he may be saying a lot of things, which you may not have listened. But this one, he says, listen to what I say. Listen to this particular one. If there were prophets among you, I, the Lord, would reveal myself in visions. I will speak to them in dreams. And the next scripture, he says, but not with my servant Moses. Not with my servant Moses. That means that to serve the Lord, it puts you at a higher level than a prophet. To be a servant of God, it puts you in a different bracket than a prophet. To be called a servant of God, your situation or your life is at a different level than a prophet. To sing for God in his church, to do work for God, to arrange chairs for God, to evangelize for God, to visit somebody for God, it puts you at a different bracket than a prophet. To be a servant of God. He says, not with my servant Moses. Not with my servant Moses. Not with my servant Moses. I cannot compare him even to the prophets that I speak to in dreams and I reveal myself in visions. Not with my servant Moses. He says, he is the one I trust. He says, of all my house, he is the one I trust. May the Lord say that he trusts you. That when he assigns you with work, he can trust that you will do it. When he assigns you with certain job, he can trust that you will perform it. When the Lord gives you a certain assignment, he can trust that you will do it with diligence. Hallelujah. May the Lord say of you that, as for this one, I can trust that she will come for choir rehearsals. I can trust that he will be in my house. As for this one, even though there are only 5 people that will gather, I can trust that he will be there. May that be said of you. I said, may that be said of you. He says that, but not with my servant Moses. Of all my house, he is the one that I trust. Give me the King James Version for this. He says, I speak to him. The previous verse, pay attention. The King James Version, he says, the next one. He says, my servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. He is faithful. He is trustworthy. He can be relied on. I can call him a servant. He does not do things out of convenience. For my servant, he responds to my call. He does not come when he can be there. He does not say, today is cold, so I cannot come. He says, he is a servant, a faithful servant. You see, look at the previous verse again. Look at that. He says, and he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream to the prophets. You see, but you will think that the prophet is very powerful and you are arranging and you are rolling carpets and you are vacuuming and you are not. But he says, as you are faithful in the rolling of carpets, as you are faithful in the cleaning of his house, as you are faithful in the arrangement of his chair, the way he communicates with you, it is different from a prophet. He says the way he relates with you, it is different from a prophet. Hallelujah. So the next one, he says, my servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. Then he says, with this servant, with him, with this one who is faithful, with this person who I can call a servant, with this person who I cannot say that he's not coming, I know for sure, because he's faithful, he's constant, I know that he will be there. I know that he will do it. I know that if I assign him to do something, he will do it. I know that if he promises that he's going to do something, he will do it. And for him, because of his faithfulness as a servant, he says, I will speak to him mouth to mouth. He says, I will not speak to him in dreams. I will not reveal myself in visions. I will speak to him mouth to mouth. Even apparently, clearly, I will speak to him clearly. He says, not so with my servant Moses. Now, could it be that a prophet can hear something that is not so clear? That is why you want to desire to be a servant of God. That you serve God. That you will not depend on what the prophet will say, but he will speak to you clearly.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He says, I will speak to him clearly, from mouth to mouth, and not in dark speeches. You see, if you compare the two scriptures, he's comparing a servant and his prophet and a prophet. He's comparing how he communicates with the servants and how he communicates with his prophets. He says, not so with my servant Moses. He says, with him I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. He will see the form of God. God will expose himself to him. Not in dreams, not in visions. He will see the back of God. He will see the similitude or the form of God. Hallelujah. And the reason is because he is a faithful servant in all of his house. Hallelujah. Amen. He says, wherefore then, were you not afraid? Were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? Amen. So I am telling you that be afraid. You see, sometimes when you go to a prophet, you'll be very, very afraid even to come before the prophet. But I am telling you that if you see someone who cleans the house of God faithfully, someone who arranges the chairs of God, someone who makes sure that things are arranged, instruments are arranged, things are packed and they are put back, and that there is order in the house of God. When you see someone doing this faithfully, be afraid when you talk about that person. I say, be afraid when you talk about that person. Say, were you not afraid when you speak against my servant Moses? And he makes it clear to understand that, yes, he's a prophet, but he is my servant. And for him, he is different. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? I pray that you become a servant of God this year. And as you serve God, may you get nearer and nearer to God this year. I say, may you get closer and closer to God as you serve God. And may you hear him clearly in the name of Jesus. Concerning a decision that you are making, may you hear the voice of God clearly. Concerning what to do with that particular situation, may you hear the voice of God clearly. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Say, for my servant, I'll speak to him. Not in dark sayings. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I want to give you another one, another reason why it's a great thing to serve the Lord. The next reason why it's a great thing to serve the Lord is because God will take delight in your prosperity. God will take delight in your prosperity. Hallelujah. God takes delight in the prosperity of those who serve him. Amen. I say, God takes delight in the prosperity of those who serve him. Psalm 35 and verse 27. Psalm 35 and verse 27. It says, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Hallelujah. Amen. It says, let's stay in that scripture. He says, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. That means that those who agree and do the things that I am also after, that favor my righteous cause. So for instance, if the Lord's righteous cause is salvation, you favor salvation. Hallelujah. If the righteous cause is visiting people, you favor visiting people. If the righteous cause is that there will be order in the house of God, you favor that. Hallelujah. But it says, those who favor my righteous cause, yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Hallelujah. I say the Lord has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. God takes pleasure in your prosperity. I say God takes pleasure in your prosperity. God delights in your prosperity. He takes delight in your prosperity. You see, when I look up the word delight, it says high degree of pleasure or enjoyment. High degree of pleasure or high degree of enjoyment. Hallelujah. So it means God takes high degree of pleasure in your prosperity. God takes high degree of enjoyment when you prosper. When his servants prosper, he takes delight in it. He takes enjoyment in it. And I believe that there are so many people who do a lot of things that bring them enjoyment. Except one or two people. Let me see those two hands. They don't take delight in things, or they don't work towards things that bring them joy. But let me see those who work to bring things to them that bring them joy. You work towards things that bring you joy. Hallelujah. Now, if we like to do things that bring us joy, and the scripture is saying that the thing that brings God joy is the prosperity of his servants, then it gives me the understanding that God is constantly working towards things that will bring prosperity to his servants, which in turn will bring joy to his heart. Amen. Hallelujah. So I believe God is constantly looking out for ways that will bring you joy, that will bring you prosperity, and that in turn will bring him joy. Hallelujah. So if you are prospering, it is bringing joy to God. If you are doing well, if things are working well with you, it is bringing joy to the Lord. So he works towards your prosperity. Hallelujah. As you serve him. Amen. May you prosper and bring joy to the heart of God. I say, may you prosper and may your prosperity bring joy to the heart of God. Believe it. As I'm prophesying, I say, may you prosper and your prosperity will bring joy to the heart of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Things will go well with you. Amen. I say, things will go well with you. Amen. Things will turn around for you. Amen. I say, things will turn around for you. Amen. You will prosper in this land. Amen. I say, you will prosper in this land. Amen. And your prosperity will bring joy to the heart of God. Amen. He works towards that end. Amen. But notice the scripture says that he had pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Wow. It's not prosperity, a pleasure in the prosperity of any person or any ordinary person. It's not that he has joy or pleasure in the prosperity of churchgoers. Not that he has pleasure in the prosperity of prophets. But he has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Hallelujah. Of his servants. When you labor for God, God enjoys and it brings him pleasure because it brings prosperity into your life. As you are laboring, he says that those who labor for God, you see, a servant is someone who serves. A servant is someone who does something for the Lord. So if you are laboring for the Lord, he brings you prosperity because in turn it will bring him joy. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Those who sing for the Lord, you will prosper. Amen. I said, those who sing for the Lord will prosper. Amen. Those who arrange chairs for the Lord, you will prosper. Amen. Because your labor brings joy. Your labor brings prosperity, and that will in turn bring joy to the heart of God. Hallelujah. If you follow up God's sheep, he will cause you to prosper. Amen. I said, those who follow God's sheep, he will cause you to prosper. Amen. Those who pray for God's church, he will cause you to prosper. Oh, yes. What do you think? That people are sleeping and then you rise up and you are praying for the church of God. He will cause you to prosper. I said, he will cause you to prosper. But you see, sometimes you experience a situation where it feels as if God is not even there. Sometimes you experience a situation that it feels as if you are not prospering. But God has a need for such things. I said, he has a need for such things. Sometimes he allows you to go through a place of lack and a place of need, but he has not forsaken you. Sometimes he allows you to go through that wilderness just to bring you humility. Just to bring you a preparation that you can contain the blessing. You see, sometimes you are hungry. Sometimes you are going through some wilderness and you are hungry. And it pains, you see, God does not take pleasure in your hunger. God does not take pleasure in your lack. God does not take pleasure in your mourning and you are crying. But sometimes as you are crying and as you are mourning and as you are hungry, he has to turn away, not to look, because his heart cannot take it. He says that he takes pleasure in your prosperity. When you are having joy, that is what he likes. So when you are going through those moments, he turns around until he sees that that humility has now come. Hallelujah. And so sometimes he has to just face away. But he has never forsaken you. He says that he was the same God that was. He was the same God that was, that is, and that is to come. Hallelujah. He has never changed. And for your situation, he will never change. He has always said that your service, it brings him joy. He calls you to prosper. And he has not changed. And the fact that you are going through that trial has not made him to change. Amen. And it will not make him change his mind concerning your situation. It will not make him change his mind. Hallelujah. I said it will not make him change his mind. Amen. He says that the people were going through challenge and they were going through trials, but he was that God who was the pillar of cloud by day, and he was with them. When the night came, he became the pillar of cloud by night, and he was with them. He was a fire and he was a cloud, and he never left them. Even though they were walking through the wilderness, he never left them. And he was still leading them. Amen. I say he was still leading them. Hallelujah. So God will never leave you. God will never leave you. I say God will never leave you. Continue to serve him and he will never leave you. Amen. If he's leading you through that trial, he's teaching you humility. He has never left you. Hallelujah. You see, but some people think that serving God means to live a wretched and a poor life. You know, some people misunderstand God because they don't read the scriptures themselves. And so they hear of God's servants going through a lot of trials, that God's people were going through the wilderness, that they don't understand the scriptures. And so they think that if you are serving God, then you should live a wretched life, a poor life, and torn clothes, and broken, shed necks, and all sorts of things. Your buttons are missing, and hallelujah. You know, some people even leave churches. When they come to a church and they see a pastor's car, they see the car that the pastor is driving, they leave the church. What do you mean? What do you mean? Now, the pastor is praying that God will cause you to prosper. The pastor is praying that you will drive a new car. The pastor is praying that you will have a 5-bedroom house. The pastor is praying that your children will go to good schools. The pastor is praying that you have scholarship for your children. The pastor is praying that your church, your marriage shall be sweeter. The pastor is praying that your bank account shall be full. The pastor is praying that your debt shall be canceled. Now, do you want the pastor who is pronouncing these blessings upon your life to live a wretched life and walk until his shoes have holes in them? As if the pastor is not one of God's servants. Amen. I think it's just a mind that is not right. You are not too bright when you are thinking like that. Hallelujah. I say you are not too bright when you think like that. Amen. God is not happy when his servants suffer. Hallelujah. I say God is not happy when his servants are suffering. Amen. In 1 John chapter 1 and verse 2, the Bible says that, he says that your prosperity is one of God's priority. He said, beloved, I wish above all things. I wish above all things. Listen very carefully. How important your prosperity is to the Lord as you serve him. He says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. Thou mayest prosper. That you will prosper. He says, that is his wish above all things. That is God's wish for you, Vicky, above all things. Above all the things that are around you. He says, I wish that you will prosper. I wish that you will prosper. Listen, it is God's wish that you will prosper. Hallelujah. It is God's wish that you prosper. He says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. You will prosper and you are in health. Because, you see, there's no point in having prosperity when you are sick. That is why it is good to retire when you have health. So you can do traveling. Amen. You can enjoy what you have saved, what God has given you. What is the point in having health, wealth and have no health? So he says he wishes above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. As you are serving him, as your soul is prospering, as your soul is growing, as you are coming to church and he's ministering to you and your soul is prospering and your soul is growing, he wants you also to prosper. I say God wants you to prosper. May the Lord cause you to prosper. May the Lord cause you to have health. May the Lord give you health and prosperity. He said that is his wish. May you have the wish of God. God has a special wish for you that you will prosper and you will be in health. Hallelujah. May you prosper and have health to enjoy the prosperity. The Bible says that the blessings of God, it maketh rich. And it added no sorrow of death. You will not graduate from college and be sick. I said, you will not graduate from college and be sick. You will not have a degree that is a prosperity, that is blessing, and you can't have a job. When you have your degree, may you have a job. I said, when you have your degree, may you have a job. God will not cause you to have a brain to go to school and not be able to pass your test. Money blesses you with education. May you be able to pass your test. He says that his blessings, it maketh rich and it does not add sorrow to it. You cannot go to college and be sad. You are sorrowful because you didn't pass your test. May God give you retentive memory. I say, may God give you a retentive memory that when you read, you remember. As a student, God will give you a retentive memory. May he give you an upper hand above your classmates. May he give you an upper hand above your colleagues. May he cause you to excel. Yes, you are busy, you couldn't study much, but may he give you a retentive memory that when you sit to write your test, the Spirit of God will help you and will bring you answers in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He will not cause you to prosper and not have health. Amen. I want you to believe in these things. Look, the master that you serve, he does not live a poor life. I say he does not live a poor life. When he became man so that they will accept him and he said that he has no place to lay his head, he was in a process where they should accept him. Hallelujah. Amen. They should accept him as he is. He gave them the free will to accept him, to have faith to accept. But the master that you serve, let me show you a scripture in Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 5. Revelation chapter 21 and verse number 5. Do you have the Common English Bible? I'll read it for you. I'm a child of God and I am blessed. I'm blessed with many versions of the Bible. Amen. You see, the other time I was sharing and I said, I am blessed God has blessed me. God, you see, the blessings of God is not only, it's not wealth. You see, when we think of the blessings of God, so maybe, hey, Reverend, if you are blessed like that, then pay my school fees. or take care of me. I am blessed. Look, I am not hungry. I am blessed. I am not lying on a hospital bed. I am blessed. Hallelujah. I have not been involved in an accident. I am blessed. I have driven in the same highway that other people have driven, and I came back home safely. I am blessed. It does not have to be just money. Take your mind off the money, and money. Look, as you serve God, the money and houses and cars, they are default. Do you understand? They are default. He says that as you serve him, he says he takes pleasure in your prosperity. The prosperity of those who serve him. The prosperity of his servants. Hallelujah. So that look, your master is a rich master. Your master is not a poor master. I said he's not a poor master. Amen. I want to read Revelation, something in Revelations to you. And then we can go home. Revelation chapter 21. And verse 5. Are these people rich like me with the versions that I like? I like to read different. You are not rich. Man. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 5. It says, then the one seated on the throne said, look, I'm making all things new. He also said, write this down. For these words are trustworthy and true. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me tell you something. The word of God, they are trustworthy and they are true. Hallelujah. Amen. You may not understand it and you may not envision it, but they are true and they are trustworthy. Hallelujah. Amen. It says, write this down. It says, These words, write these down, for these words are trustworthy and are true. Then he said to me, all is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will freely give water from the life-giving spring. Now let's jump to verse 9. It says, then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues spoke with me. Come, he said, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. He took me in a spirit-inspired trance to a great high mountain, and he showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. Do you hear? He showed him God's city. And then go down to verse 15. It says, the angel who spoke to me had a gold measuring rod with which to measure the city. I am not sure if at your home you even have a 12-inch gold measuring tape in your house. I don't know if you have a 6-inch gold measuring tape in your house, or maybe an inch gold measuring tape in your house. But he says the angel he had a gold measuring rod with which to measure the city. A gold measuring rod to measure the city. Now the reason why I read that scripture, the preceding scriptures to you, is that, you see, your mind cannot perceive these things. But he says, these things that are in my word, they are true and they are trustworthy. I want you to believe it. They are not myths. They are not stories. They are not man-made. He says, these words, they are true and they are trustworthy. And so he says, the angel had this measuring rod to measure the cities and its gates and its walls. Can you imagine how long that tape may be? And all of that was gold. Do you serve a poor master? It says, now the city was laid out as a square. Its length was the same as its width. He measured the city with that rod, that gold rod, Michael, that was in the angel's hand. He said, he measured the city with a rod, and it was 1,500 miles. Its length and width and height were equal. He also measured the thickness of its wall. It was 216 feet. Thick as a person, or rather an angel, measures things. The wall was built of jasper. Do you know what is jasper? It is precious stone. And the city was pure gold. The city was pure gold. Look, your master is not a poor master. You don't expect that the servants who are near him, they are living in Shams and they are living in Atakwame houses. Do you know what that is? You don't know what it is. Go in the Oxford Dictionary and then Google. You will find what it is. Your master does not live in tattered and mud house with leaf as the roof, tarred leaves, bamboo roofs. Hallelujah. And I want you to believe these things. It says the city was made of gold. Not just ordinary gold, pure gold. Like pure glass. The city's walls, foundations, were decorated with every kind of jewel. The first foundation was jasper. The second was sapphire. The third was chalcedony. I don't even know what kind of stone. I don't have one like that. But my master has it. So if my master owns a stone like that, you can bet that I can have heritage to a stone like that. Amen. Amen. Look at the type of stone. He said the fourth was emerald. The fifth was sardonyx. The sixth was carnelian. The seventh was chrysolite. And the eighth was beryl. The ninth was topaz. The tenth was chrysopal. The 11th was jacinth. And the 12th was amethyst. What kind of stone? Have you seen this stone before? Sheila, have you seen? I don't know what earring you are wearing. I don't know what kind of stone that you have in your ears. All these kinds of stones. But I am telling you, the master that you serve, he has precious stones. Not for earring, not for wristwatch, but for a city built. Hallelujah. Amen. Your master is rich. Amen. He's not a poor master. Hallelujah. He says the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each one of the gates was made from a single pearl. And the city's main street was pure gold. You see, the city's main street, the main street. So if your house is 501 Main Street, your house is on a pure gold street. Hallelujah. And you see, these people have mind that they cannot perceive. And they say, these things are story. That is why he says, believe them. They are trustworthy. These words, they are true. They are certain. They are facts. Hallelujah. They are not stories. Amen. They are not stories. May the Lord change your mind, that mind right now, that, oh, streets of gold. Oh, may the Lord reveal something to you. You will see. Hallelujah. He said the 12 gates were pearls. Each one of them was pure. He said was made from a single pearl. And the city's main street was pure gold, as transparent as glass. That is why we will not allow thieves to come to heaven. If you are a thief, you will not be allowed to come to heaven. Because the first day you come, there will be potholes on the main street. Potholes on the main street. Digging the gold on the main street. Where are you going to put them? He says, I didn't see a temple in the city, because its temple is the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. The city doesn't need the sun or the moon to shine on it, because God's glory is its light, and its lamp is the lamp. Its lamp is the lamp. the nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. They will bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. Nothing unclean will ever enter. That is what I'm telling you. Your unclean mind, it will never enter. Nothing unclean will ever enter. Nor anyone who does what is vile and deceitful. But only those who are registered in the Lamb's scroll of life. They are the only ones who will enter. Hallelujah. Isn't that powerful? Let us read one more scripture and then we can go home. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 18. This one you can read your cheap version. Limited edition versions. Hallelujah. But be rich. Look for more versions. Because we are in a rich church. Hallelujah. Amen. Is somebody being blessed this afternoon? Hallelujah. He said, riches and honor are with me. Durable riches and righteousness. Hallelujah. He says, riches and honor are with me. Not ordinary riches, but durable riches. The ones that stay. The riches that when you acquire, it stays with you. He says, durable riches are with me. He says, durable riches. And the next verse, he says, my fruit is better than gold. My fruit is better than gold. Yea, than fine gold. And my revenue than silver. Hallelujah. Revenue is wages. So his wages, Benjamin, for the servants, his wages for the servants who serve him, the people who serve him, God's wages or his pay for you, he says, they are valuable. They are better than the choice of gold. Hallelujah. They are better than choices of silver. Amen. He says, his revenue than choice silver. That means that even the most expensive silver that you find, his reward or his revenue is better than that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the next one, he says, I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the path of judgment, that I may cause those that I love, those that love me, he says, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance. You will inherit what? Substance. Listen, you have no idea. You have no idea. But I am just praying that God will reveal to you what you will inherit as you serve him. It is my heart desire that God will reveal to you what you will inherit as you serve him. Hallelujah. Farida, may the Lord reveal to you what you will inherit as you serve him. Amen. Jerry, may the Lord reveal to you as you serve him. May he reveal to you what your inheritance is. He says that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. May the Lord fill your treasures. I say, may the Lord fill your treasures. Your empty bank account, may the Lord fill them. He said, may the Lord fill your empty bank account. May the Lord fill your substance. He said that he will reward you with substance. May you inherit the substance of God in the name of Jesus. I said, may you inherit the substance of God. As you serve God, may he inherit the substance of God in the name of Jesus. He said that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance. You are inheriting substance. You will have value. The things that you have, they will be of substance. They will have value. You will have a house with a substance. A house that has value. A house at a place that has value. A house at a place that has value. I say a house at a place that has value. You will build goodly houses. As you serve God, may he give you substance. I said, may he give you substance. It is his default. As you are serving him, may the prosperity of the mighty God come unto you. In the name of Jesus, your household will never lack. I say, your household will not lack. The Lord will fill your house with treasures. Your house will be filled with treasures. Ornaments in your house, your decorations will be treasures. Wall paintings on your wall, they are treasures. They are of value. They are of substance. People will want to buy them and auction them because you serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Why don't you clap for the Lord as you stand onto your feet? Amen. Amen. The Lord will give you prosperity. He says his wages, they are far better than choices of silver. Hallelujah. That is what he pays the servants, people who serve him. The Lord is not like your boss. The Lord is not like your boss. When you prosper, your boss is investigating if you are stealing office commodities. When you are buying nice things and your boss sees you driving a nice car, he is investigating if you stole some money. But may the Lord cause you to prosper. He says that he takes pleasure in your prosperity. He takes pleasure in your prosperity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said the Lord takes pleasure in your prosperity.
Amen.
Do you drive a Mercedes Benz? Do you have a Mercedes Benz? Does your mother drive a Mercedes Benz? Why are you not saying amen? I said the Lord will cause you to drive expensive cars.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord will cause you to drive expensive cars.
Amen.
You will graduate from school and you will work at a high place.
Amen.
A high paying job.
Amen.
You work at a high paying job.
Amen.
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 Your job will do well.
Amen.
Your business will prosper.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the pleasure of God. It is the pleasure. It is his default.
Amen.
That is his default. That his children will prosper. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your household will not lack any good thing.
Amen.
Your house will not lack any good thing.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Believe these things. Believe these things. Believe these things. You will be very, very sorry to come and find out that you did not believe these things and they are happening to other people. Amen. 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 The Lord will change your street. Your street address will change.
With your life from
change.
Amen. Will change.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is not me.
Oh, Calvary.
It is not me.
No,
the Lord will do it for you as you serve him.
For
in 2015, as you
serve him. For the of life, draw me closer.
No,
Lord, my heart is set on you. Let me run the race of time with your life unfolding mine and learn the peace of God. Let it rain. Oh, oh, Holy Spirit, you are my comfort. Strengthen me, Lord, strengthen me. Hold my head up high, and I stand upon your truth. Bringing glory unto you, Lord, and love the peace of God. Let it rain, oh Lord. More of you, rise up, rise up within me. Let me know your truth, Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit, saturate my soul and let the light of God, Lord, fill me now. Your healing power breathe life and make me whole and let the peace of God let it rain. Oh Lord, oh Lord, I have come for more. But you rise up. Oh, Holy Spirit, oh, Holy Spirit, saturate my soul and let the light of God fill me now. Let your healing power bring the peace of God. Let it rain and let the life of God, Lord, fill me now. Let your healing power breathe life and make me whole. And let the peace of God, let it rain. Lord, let it rain, let it rain, Lord. And let the light, oh God, fill me now. Let your healing power breathe life and make me whole. And let the peace of God, let it rain. And let the light, oh God, fill me now, fill me now, fill me now. Let your healing power, Lord, breathe life and make me whole. And let the peace, oh God, let it rain.
Father, we are grateful and thankful. We are grateful, Lord, that your life has filled ours. We are grateful, Lord, that your spirit has saturated us. There is no room, oh God, for you say, give no place to the devil. Your spirit has saturated us, oh God. It has saturated our bodies. It has saturated our soul. It has saturated our minds. Father, we give no place to the devil. You say our bodies are the temple of the living God. Therefore, our bodies, they are not a harboring treasure for the enemy. Our bodies will not harbor any demonic presence, because these are the temples of the living God. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful for the peace that has come upon us. The peace that comes even in a chaotic world. People will look at us and we are with smiles, and there is such peace around us. You say that kind of peace, it comes only from God, and it surpasses the understanding of man. It baffles the minds of man. Father, though the marriage seems to be on rocks, but the peace of God is around us. It's a peace that comes only from you, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you take pleasure and delight in the prosperity of your children. Father, may your children prosper in this land. May you establish them. And may you cause them, Lord, to experience supernatural blessings, supernatural offers that shall come their way in the name of Jesus. Father, you say promotion, it only comes from you. May you promote your children as they serve you, as they serve you, as they serve you, as they serve you. May you cause them, Lord, to prosper. Have mercy upon us. And look favorably upon us. May the heavens look favorably upon you in the name of Jesus. If you are here this afternoon, you are not born again, you want to give your life to Christ, lift up your right hand wherever you are and I'll pray with you. Before even the blessings start, you need to accept him as your savior. If you are here this afternoon, you don't have Jesus Christ as your savior. You say, I want him to come into my life. It's a very simple prayer. It makes no sense to the understanding of man. But in the spirit, it's so mysterious that Christ will come into your life. If you are here this afternoon, you want to receive Jesus Christ as your savior. Wherever you are, just lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Anyone here like that? You want to give your life to Christ? Lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. Do not leave here. The Lord is speaking to you. You are here. The Lord is speaking to you. Do not leave without receiving Christ. You may not have this opportunity anymore. It's the enemy that is saying you can do it another time. You can do it next time. You can do it if you come again. But the Lord is here to save you. You in particular. The Lord is here for you. Lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. You are so special. Lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. Oh, yes. Lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. One more chance. Father, we thank you. Why don't you all join me and say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me.
Thank you for dying for me.
I believe you are the Son of God.
Lord Jesus,
you died for me.
I believe in the resurrection.
I believe you shed your blood for me.
This afternoon,
please forgive me of my sins.
Cleanse me
from all unrighteousness.
I invite you
to come into my life.
Take control of my life.
Be my master.
Be my savior.
I will call you master.
I will serve you
all the days of my life.
Lord Jesus,
please write my name
in the book of life.
Thank you, Jesus,
for saving me.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Wonderful. Why don't you clap for the Lord as you take your seat? If you said this prayer truthfully from your heart and you mean it, at the end of the service, I would like you to come and see this brother. Can you lift up your hand? Brother Chan, if you said this prayer from your heart and you mean it, at the end of the service, please come and see this brother and he will give you something. He will share something with you quickly before you go. Hallelujah.
We hope you have been blessed immensely by this message. Join us at 1734 Williamsbridge Road in the Bronx on Sunday afternoons and Tuesday evenings. For copies of this and other messages, contact us via email at lci.bronx@gmail.com.